Months after China opened visa-free travel to Russians, this city is taking stock of what closer China-Russia ties really mean on the ground. Suifenhe, a city in China's Heilongjiang province, is located along the northeastern border with Russia. Linked by rail since the late Qing dynasty, it remains one of China's most important land ports for trade with Russia today. In 2023, Suifenhe handled more than 21.5 billion yuan, or nearly 3.1 billion US dollars in trade with Russia, over a fifth of Heilongjiang province's total Russia-related trade, making it a frontline barometer of warming ties.
Visa-free travel is now open in both directions. Here at the departure terminal, it's not busy, but you do see a steady trickle of Russians arriving and making their way out. A sign that the policy is taking effect, even if the surge some expected hasn't arrived.
Visa-free travel has made crossing easier. Russian visitors are returning, but many are coming for practical reasons rather than leisure alone.
И сравниваем цены примерно в России и в Китае, сравниваем модели тех же самых кухонь, ванны, сантехники, и здесь классного качества, современное, красивое можно купить. Ну, в целом, если сравнивать, например, вот сегодня мы смотрели сантехнику, да, и обычный унитаз, инсталляция, кнопка более-менее хорошего качества в России примерно обходится 45-48 тысяч. А подвесной, который вот умный унитаз, который сам с подмывами, совсем с подогревами, совсем, ну, 2700 юаней можно купить, ну, плюс...
В этой большой поликлинике есть врач, то есть переводчик, подходишь к переводчику и говоришь, какой специалист тебе нужен. Две девушки очень хорошие, вот. Они по кабинетам везде тебе показывают.
But beyond goods and services, geopolitics has reshaped livelihoods here, especially since the Ukraine war and Western sanctions on Russia. One of the clearest shifts has been in cars. After Western brands pulled out of Russia, demand for Chinese vehicles surged, turning border towns like Suifenhe into hubs for sourcing, inspection and export.
So when this special military operation starts, a lot of brands, they left. It just opened the door for such company as our company to develop this this export field, car export field. Because people in Russia, they still have demand, but now they just don't have, any place to buy a new car.
China exported about 420,000 used cars to Russia last year, a five-fold increase from 2024, with border hubs like Suifenhe feeding the demand. Visa-free travel is bringing more Russian visitors into this border town, but the boost isn't quite what businesses had hoped for. Shopkeepers say most of these tourists are spending cautiously.
Orlovsky给自己的工厂自己本国的工厂都涨了税，成本都在增加。去年的十二月份会馆，这批货这个啤酒的时候是1:7.2，后期在6月份、7月份的时候会馆就变1:9.3，综合费用就涨了30%，综合费用30%，这可不是小数目，我的东西一下就贵了。
前一年搞不定，搞不几十万，现在的话挺费劲，反正就是说实在的，我们也是队伍邮件，新货老货他妈带着卖，队伍干现在也是，反正挣不多，反正现在也是。你平时现在咱们是个商场的话，一天能有那100个毛子啊？你就平时看不着人，100个劳，100个劳毛子，你挣不多钱，你分不就没啥玩意了，毛少，非常非常少。
To boost spending by Russian tourists, authorities have rolled out initiatives such as car rental promotions and bilingual services at key attractions. Some retailers believe these measures will help the economy in the long run.
政策变成经济是需要时间的。我们能看到走到这条街上的俄罗斯人确实更多一些了，但是走到店里面来，实际上转换成消费的，跟之前的变化还没有很明显。 所以我对这个还是很乐观的一个态度，因为，可以说之前也看过几次政策的风向，并且最终得到了验证。
For Suifenhe, visa-free has opened the door. Warmer ties have brought movement back to the border. Whether they bring lasting prosperity is a question this town is still waiting to answer.